Proceeds will go to benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Flint Hills, Camp Alexander, and Emporia Child Care. Pre-register until September 13th at emporia.edu/recsport. Throw up your colors on September 23rd for the nitty-gritty tie-dye run.
Just when you thought Prairie Van Casino and Resort couldn't get any more fun, we've upped the ante. Because besides having the latest cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a championship golf course, and the best hotel accommodations around, we've added a brand new bingo complex to the mix. Couple that with the most friendly and courteous staff ready to make your visit with us the best time you've ever had, you'll know why we're considered the best in the game. Join us today for some serious fun. Prairie Van Casino and Resort, located just north of Topeka on Highway 75.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning. Nice to have you tuned in on a Thursday as the last full day of summer is underway, and it's going to feel like it too. 91 degrees with heat index readings nearing, about 100 out there, but fall will be here before we know it. In fact, things look to be a bit cooler next week. And speaking of next week, there is a wonderful event happening here in the Emporia area. It is the Howe House and Welsh Farmstead Farm Fest 2017. Which will be happening September 30th, 315 East Logan. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Mark Say. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. And also the Lyon County History Center Director, Greg Jordan, with us on the phone here. Greg, how are you?
I'm quite well, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you both for joining us here this morning. Well, Mark, looks like you've got a great lineup of activities coming up next Saturday.
Yes, we have... We'll be having farm equipment displays. We'll have demonstrations. We'll be doing wheat threshing, baling of the straw. We'll have corn huskers and burr mills, corn shellers, other farm tool displays. And then we'll have some more of the home life type displays. We've got some antique home appliances. We'll have some ladies there who do weaving and spinning, knitting, crocheting, that kind of thing.
Looks like you've got it all there, Mark.
Yeah, we try to add a little bit every year to, you know, get the whole complete package.
And this is going to be happening Saturday, September 30th, 315 East Logan. So do you have different times that these activities are going to be taking place that next Saturday, Mark?
Yeah, from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock is the general time we'll be there. The Howe House will be open for tours, and I'll let Greg go into that. But at 11 o'clock, well, I'll take the start over again. The antique tractors will be there all day, so you can look at them anytime you want to. We're starting the demonstrations with our wheat threshing and our stationary baling at 11, and then we'll take a break. We'll have a food court where you can purchase food and lots of nice homemade pies and other kinds of food. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll get into some of the other demonstrations with the husking and shelling and grinding and some of the other demonstrations that we're going to have.
Boy, husking and shelling and grinding and threshing and baling. That sounds like a lot of work, Greg.
It is a lot of work. Farming is not for the faint of heart. It, especially 100 years ago, it was quite the chore. And we really like partnering with the Antique Power Association. They do such a great job of restoring their equipment. You can really see the pride that they put into that. And so it's a good fit for us and for the Howe House. And this is the fourth year of this, and it gets bigger every year, but it's a really, really great event.
Yeah, the Flint Hills Antique Power Association. Mark, what are your member numbers like right now?
We have over 150 members. A lot of them don't live locally, so they don't participate. But, we'll probably have 30 or 40 members there that are helping out with the show that day.
And this equipment that you use, obviously it is authentic and was used back in the day. How tough is it to keep this stuff up and running?
Well, we keep it shedded so it doesn't rust any worse. Most of the stuff was in running condition when we bought it or it was given to us. We try to maintain it, grease it, oil it, compensate for any wear on anything. If something major broke on a 1920s threshing machine, it's probably going to stay broke because there's no way you're going to be able to fix it unless you can make it yourself.
I bet that is the case. So when you're, for instance, wheat threshing, how basically do you set that up? Kind of try to paint a picture for folks on exactly how that will work.
Well, we'll pull that in on the south side of the red barn down there at the Howe House, and then we will take a tractor that has a flat belt pulley on it. We'll put a great big long, 100-foot long flat belt on it, and we'll pull it up almost tight. And we let the clutch out, and the pulley starts turning, and the thresher starts running, and we start feeding in the wheat.
So how much wheat do you have there to thresh? How much do you bring in generally?
We normally bind two loads. They're hay wagon loads. We do one of them out at on our summer show, and then we save the other one for this show. You know, I don't know where there might be 10 bushel when we get done or something like that. It's surprising you don't, when you take those bundles, they add up. They look like a lot, but when you take all everything out of them but the wheat, why, they're not you know, nearly as much there.
So what goes into binding the wheat?
Binding the wheat is done with a grain binder. It's similar to a combine, except it doesn't thresh anything. It's got a sickle mower. It conveys the wheat over to a machine, or part of the machine that when it gets a full bundle, it trips a lever and the knots tie, and then it kicks it out to the side. Then you have to go pick it up and put it on the trailer.
Well, folks, this is an authentic walk back in time that is an opportunity, a great opportunity for you to bring the family, the kids out to see how things were done, you know, back in the day. And, Greg, as far as tours go, Howe House, you'll have those too, right?
We will have tours of the inside of the house. This happens to be the 150th anniversary of the building of the house, and so we'll be talking about that when we're down there. But we'll also, inside the house, we'll have a display of local quilts, quilts that date back from that time frame. So it should be an interesting day. It should be a nice day, and so we'll show people the house. And the house is, other than the addition that was built in the 1970s there to the west, the house itself is original from the 1860s, and so people get an opportunity to see how things were done back then. The other interesting part of the thing about the house is all the woodwork in the house is made out of black walnut that was actually harvested there on the site, so that's an interesting feature as well.
So I understand a quilt show going on too, Greg.
Yeah, we'll have a quilt show there, local quilts that should be from that basic time frame, the 1860s or so. And we have a large quilt collection, so we'll have as many in there as we can. So we'll talk about the quilts, we'll talk about the house, and then we'll also talk about the Howe family themselves. So it's an interesting story.
And, Mark, you mentioned the old-time farm life demonstrations. What will some of those demonstrations entail?
Well, we have the weaving, spinning, and knitting people will be there. We have a gentleman who brings in small hand corn shellers and corn grinders and burr mills, and it shows you how in the old days you just didn't go to the store and buy flour or cornmeal. You made it yourself, or if you needed chicken feed, you ground it yourself. We also have a gentleman brings in an old 1950s era wringer washer. So if you're interested in getting your red long johns washed up before winter, why, bring them down and we'll run them through the wringer washer.
Well, how can you beat an invitation like that right there? So, what do you have, a little raffle drawing going on too?
Yes, we have a John Deere tricycle that was donated by Prairie Land Partners, John Deere. We have been selling tickets since early this spring, and then the tickets are available $1 a piece or 6 for $5, and then we will be giving it away, the drawing, sometime that day, probably later in the afternoon. And the money we raise for this goes to local charities, mostly for people who need help, and if they have cancer, to help with travel expenses,
okay,
and housing and things like that.
Outstanding. Well, folks, this is an authentic trip back in time. The Howe House and Wells Farmstead Farm Fest 2017 coming up Saturday, September 30th at 315 East Logan. Things will start at 10 and go until about 3 p.m. And Mark Say, who's with the Flint Hills Antique Power Association, this is absolutely free, correct?
Absolutely. Just come on down, park your car. There's plenty of parking down along the Exchange Street, and there's some parking out front. Just come on over. I think the Red Barn there will also be open, and you can go through there, and there's some older artifacts from the the time period of when the house was built.
Well, and Craig, you have to enjoy authentic history like this.
Oh, it's great. Being the history nerd that I am, I really enjoy this day because it really is, this is what would have happened on the Howe House property itself, this kind of equipment, this kind of effort. It's really an interesting day for me and for everybody. People seem to enjoy it, and so we like that. The Antique Power Association, they do a wonderful job, Mark and Glenn Knuth and others. It's been a great partnership for us, so we really appreciate that. And I really appreciate Mark as much, too, for his wife, who makes some of the best pie you'll ever have in your life. So if it's just for the pie, people should come and visit the day because it's fabulous.
I think the one that he's referring to is Raisin Cream Walnut.
Well, no, it's just raisin walnut. Raisin pie is an old-fashioned kind of pie. My grandmother made it for me, and it's hard to find anymore. So then Mark's wife made a raisin black walnut pie, and I tell you what, I could live on that, just eat that every day.
He bought the whole pie.
I did buy the entire pie. Without hesitation, I bought the entire pie.
So will there be one of those out there?
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, well, well, you're going to have to beat Greg to it, obviously, if it's out there.
Yeah, you're going to have to get there in a hurry.
Maybe we'll auction it off.
Oh,
there you go.
That's probably a good idea. I would participate in that.
All right, so we certainly invite everyone out to the Howe House and Welsh Farmstead Farm Fest 2017 coming up Saturday, September 30th, 3:15 East Logan. Well, Mark, hey, thanks so much for coming in here and giving us this information, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you for allowing us to come in.
All right, Greg, as always, thanks for your time, sir.
Yes, Ron, thanks. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Greg Jordan with Lyon County History Center and Mark Say with the Flint Hills Antique Power Association. Mark it down, folks. Save the date next Saturday, Howe House and Welsh Farmstead Farm Fest 2017. It's 8:55. Good morning.
Sundays are football Sundays at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Sundays are also hot dog Sundays at Bruff Sports.